You are listening to an ending, but you are not listening to the end. Stay tuned for information about the future of the content you will experience.
You didn't destroy it, did you? You found some way to escape, but you didn't destroy my creation. You couldn't have...
There was a goldfish in a pond. We killed it. And now you're going to eat it.
No, no, please! Someone help! Please, come help me there!
Grab him!
No! Stop! Help!
Jacket!
With what?
Just use your jacket!
You bit me? Why do they always bite me? Now my jacket's gonna have spit on it.
Well, I'm sorry for your loss, and you'll probably be more helpful if we weren't holding the recorder.
It's important.
Do you have any rope?
What? Why would I have rope?
I don't know. Is there any on his desk?
No. Who has rope on their desk?
Dude, I don't know his life. Shit. You still got the fish?
Yeah. How are you gonna make him swallow it?
Take the gag off.
But I just...
Do it.
There.
Alistair, you're going to have to open up. You are going to open your fucking mouth. Keep him still.
I'm trying. Squirrely.
Just...
Do you think that was too hard?
Yeah, Nick, maybe next time don't ram his head on the floor. We're not trying to kill him.
Oh, I'm sure forcing him to swallow an extra-dimensional goldfish will have no negative consequences on his health.
God damn it. Hey. Yeah, Mister. Open up, little buddy.
I don't know what you're doing.
Don't worry, don't worry. Just swallow the goldfish, Alistair. Come on. Nick, get his hands while I cover his nostrils. Swallow if he doesn't have oxygen. Yeah. There, come on, Alistair. There we go. There we... Well, shit.
Should we clean him up?
How? You see a vacuum anywhere?
I take your point. All right. So we're in the cult compound. That's actually a good thing. We just need to find out where the ritual components are. And...
We have noticed an anomaly in your office, Alistair. We would appreciate it if you explained yourself. We have attempted to dissuade you from performing your experiments in the compound. Have you ignored our advice, Alistair? Interesting.
God damn it. Shit, shit, shit. Come on, we need to run.
No.
What?
We have cell service.
Oh, hell yeah.
I do. How's it? Oh, shit. This doesn't sound good. I'm guessing you didn't bring me Popeyes.
No time. We're at the cult's headquarters. They know that someone's here. We need to get to their vault, and I'm pretty sure they want to kill us.
So that's a no on the Popeyes.
Static Man, please. We really need your help on this.
My dudes, do not worry. Everything's going to be...
Alistair, if you're in there, declare yourself.
Here comes the fuzz.
Any intruders or extra-dimensional entities are warned to lie on the floor in a prone position. If they do not, they will be summarily executed.
What do?
I got this, my dudes. Just get behind this.
We're coming in!
What are you?
I am the Whisperer on the Wind. I am the ice of Winter's heart. I am the knife in the dreaming. Goodbye.
Well, we just bought a bit of time. I didn't spatter any bone fragments on you, right? They have a habit of getting everywhere. Like glitter. Like you open up your backpack 2 days later and, oh shit, bone fragments.
We're fine. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. I'm assuming those aren't the last of them.
Just a second. Alright, we're good. There are cameras and recording equipment pretty much everywhere. Like some weird fetish. And you mentioned you needed to get to the vault?
Yeah.
Take a left, then take the second right, then it should be at the end of the hallway.
Thank you.
Yeah, you two should better be going. Make use of all the confusion and shit.
We owe you for this. You know that, right?
It's all good. Dude, Nick visited me when I was in limbo. Be cool. Anyway, peace.
We should probably be running.
Come on. What the hell is this place?
I'm not quite sure. Second right, this way. Did you hear that?
Come on, we need to hide. In this room.
Call your associate. We simply desire to talk.
All right, then. Talk. Who are you?
That is a long story. What do we look like to you?
We just need to get to the vault, all right? That's it. We're not trying to take down your organization or anything. We can...
Our hearing is much better than yours. We can faintly hear the screams of men and women being torn asunder, being turned into meat. Those screams disagree with your assertion.
You did try to kill us first.
Accurate. Though your goals lie opposed to the goals of our organization, and you have killed Payphone for a time, which will cost us an extraordinary amount of resources to fix.
Wait. Wait, you're whatever the hell you call yourselves.
This organization does not have a name. That would be...
Yeah, whatever you are. You're opposed to freaky shit, right? Then why the hell are you involved with Payphone? And Alistair had a goddamn office in here. He was going full DIY House of Leaves.
Payphone was a legacy of the creation of our current form. A seed sown in the radio waves, burrowing underground until finally giving itself a form, many forms, adding to itself. The organization that we work for found it useful to, if not contain, extra-dimensional power, to shape it along predictable lines. We expended nearly all of our resources to fully wall off abominations, and we were not entirely successful. This caused us much despair, splinter. We are used to many voices, but these were too many. There are many ways of looking at events. Not everyone in this organization is geared towards your destruction.
Are you?
We will ask again, what do we look like to you? We ask because our forms change depending on who observes them. We are like stories that way. We are interested in your perception of us.
You look like some sort of... a bit like the robot in Metropolis. With strange angles. And too many mouths.
What, really? That's... You look kind of like a cloud? Made out of, old radio equipment, like from the 40s, if that makes sense?
Interesting. The ritual that you are pursuing, you had assistance, correct?
Yes. Someone is listening to our tapes.
He has been known to do that. You may enter the vault. The equipment you seek is in Section C, Box 45. Do not touch the portraits or the cow skulls. If you do so, you will be trapped in a cycle of unending torment. We are not sure what we wish you.
Thank you.
Why are you doing this?
Beauty and horror are linked. You cannot have one without the other. You should hurry. Others will not understand our reason.
Come on. Shit, this is goddamn enormous. It's like a warehouse.
C should be this way, and avoid the skulls.
You remember how this is going to go down?
Yes, I have it memorized.
You ready for this?
Yes. Yes, I am.
Okay. Okay. 45. Does this have everything?
Tarp, music sheet, it even has a lighter. Do you have the ambergris?
Hasn't left my pocket since Roland's.
And the gold dust?
Hell yeah.
All right, we need to lay off the tarp.
Do I just put the ambergris on?
Yes. Now we just sprinkle the dust.
This seems too simple.
I suspect that the work of the ritual was in cleansing ourselves for it. The ritual itself isn't as strenuous.
Yeah, I guess. So the music sheet.
It's supposed to be stuck into the ambergris. And I'll just start the fire.
Shit, we're getting close. Do we need to...
No, we just need to burn it and start chanting. Would you like to do the honors?
Oh, yeah. Chris Anderson will be redeemed in this world and the next.
Nicholas Waters will be redeemed in this world and the next.
Chris Anderson will be redeemed in this world and the next. Chris Anderson will be redeemed in this world and the next. Oh, thank God. They're getting closer.
I don't think it matters anymore.
Hello, son.
Death.
I can imagine how this would be a bit surprising.
What? How are you? Where am I? And where's Christine?
It's all right. Pull up a chair. Sit. We have time. We're in my study. Or a version of it, at least.
Did the ritual work?
Yes. Congratulations, by the way. The ritual worked. I've been listening in, and I have to say, I'm very proud of you. Quite resourceful.
Then is this some sort of subconscious?
Oh, no, 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 no. Look at the recorder on your arm. Quite real, I'm afraid. Or as real as anything is, which is debatable.
All right. So what's going to happen? And where's Christine? And are you really my dad or just my perception of him, my memory?
I'm your father, Nicholas. Not a good one, but I'm your father.
I hate to say the obvious, but you're dead.
Not for much longer. So, first, before I explain, what did you think the ritual would do?
It was vague, but it seemed like you could be granted knowledge and power. I wanted to understand how the world really worked.
Good. I'm glad I kept the ritual vague. Easier that way. So, first off, I'm sorry to say, but Christine is dead.
What? No. No. That can't be.
I apologize. I do want to go through this explanation, and it's better if you don't. Or move. That will grow tiresome after a while. Anyway, Christine's dead. She wasn't supposed to know anything about this. My will was very clear, but you can't plan for every eventuality. I designed the ritual specifically for you. She's either dead on the floor of that compound or trapped in some hellish limbo. Which is a shame. I really did love her. She was such an adorable baby. Now, you're almost certainly wondering what this is all about, what my goal was, which... Question for you, Nicholas. How much do you know about your grandfather?
You're insane. You killed Christine, your own.
Oscar Waters. He was something of a Renaissance man. Actor, director, writer, man of the world. He was introduced to the esoteric arts when he performed a play called Wing Beats. Afterwards, he devoted his life to study, and when he had me, I joined him. We were devoted to understanding the true nature of the world and gaining power from that understanding. Eventually, we stumbled upon the ritual that would grant immortality. We found the ingredients, the missing components, instructions, all to discover that it only grants a form of immortality. It allows possession, the ability to inhabit the body of someone younger than yourself, which is, in my mind, a good substitute for immortality. Sorry, would you like some music when we talk? I do enjoy the sound of my own voice, but it can be a bit lacking sans accompaniment. Are you familiar with the work of Javier Nichols? Interesting thing about this place. I only need to think of a song for it to play. Lovely. This whole study is just like I remember it. The armchair, the desk, the wonderful little obsidian bust of myself. Back to the subject at hand. My father thought this was a bridge too far, and so he died. I wonder if in his last moments he regretted his decision. Needless to say, I was not so short-sighted. As I was young, I had no need for the ritual. I thought it was something to begin in my 60s, but my illness forced my hand. I had not thought to inhabit you, but children are easier. And I had to make sure that someone would actually complete the ritual after I died, or mostly died. I seeded the esoteric community with stories of how powerful the ritual was. I made its very name unable to be recorded. I made sure that you were primed to do your part, and things have worked out. According to plan, for the most part. Christine wasn't supposed to be involved at all. And the barrier to the city made everything so much more difficult. But then Christine opened a door by drowning herself in a fucking parasite. Listen to your fucking tapes and... But overall, everything worked out. I'll have to kill Dan later, but that shouldn't be too difficult. After all, I have rituals you couldn't even begin to imagine. Now, is everything clear?
What's going to happen now?
Well, son, this is slightly awkward for me to say, but right now, I'm going to eat your heart.
Christine! There you are!
What the... Where...
Here's your recorder. The glyph said it was important. Christine, do you remember me?
I'm sorry. Who are you?
It's Lou. We were shipmates.
I was on a ship?
We found the ambergris together. Screeks, Teddy, Sonder. We all worked so hard to bring you back. For the chance to bring you back. The rest of them, they'd be here, but I thought it might overload you. So, do you remember anything?
I'm sorry. You look familiar, but...
That's fine. I expected it. It's all right. Listen, we don't have much time. We had to work very hard to get you here for just a little bit. Now take this.
What?
It was your going away gift. Screeks didn't know what it was, but we were able to recover it when you left, and turns out it's something like a taser, kind of. The glyph said you were to use it on the man behind all this. It wasn't specific. It hurts to use it, but the glyph said it was the only way.
Lou... What glyph? I'm sorry, this is a lot.
After the ambergris, we all knew that we had to help you come back, and we found the Vivian Oracle, which led us to the Neverlasting Pirate Queen, which told us to go back. It's a whole other story, but the point is, we found a way to help you, all right?
Thanks.
Christine, I know you can't remember me, but... All right, you're fading. Please... Do what you have to do and come back. We need you. Sonder, Screeks, Teddy. We need you. You're part of this ship, and I love it. I know that's a lot to hear, but it's true, and you are happy. You're so, so happy.
I know it sounds barbaric, but... Christine? You aren't...
What the hell are you doing to Nicholas? What the goddamn shitty hell is going on?
It's a long story.
Yeah, well, give me the short version. God, this really hurts to operate.
The entire ritual was Dad's plan. He wanted to possess my body so he could live again.
Like a Freaky Friday type deal?
It's a little bit more horrific. It somehow involved eating my heart.
What the hell is wrong with our dad?
Whatever that is, don't let us. If he isn't in pain, he can't paralyze us.
Well, I don't know how much longer I can hold this. It hurts.
What should I do?
Something! I can't really think with this thing on!
No!
Don't do that. I love you, Nicholas. I love you.
I'm so sorry.
Nicholas! That's enough!
I can't believe I did that.
Come here. It's okay. It's not your fault.
I know. I just... Why didn't...
It's okay.
How did you get the thing you used?
Some British dude is in love with me.
What?
I think that dream adventure or whatever was like kind of involved. It was Super Muppet Treasure Island.
You're gonna have to tell me about that.
I wish I could. I literally don't remember anything. I mean, there are flashes, but...
Hello. I'm Dan.
Shit. You're the dude from the tapes. I was expecting, like, I don't know, some weird cyborg.
Yeah. Well, in this particular little bubble, you don't get a weird cyborg. It's nice to meet you two. I've basically been listening to all of it ever since Christine drowned and opened a door.
Shit, yeah. Hi.
How much do you know about what her father was planning?
Not enough, I'm sorry. I was looking for a ritual powerful enough for me to... Well, this was the closest one. As soon as I began to suspect something, I tried to send a message to Lou. I'm guessing that worked?
Yeah, he was able to help. Who is that guy?
I knew him a while ago. He's gotten a bit more mature. Christine, when you were searching for the ambergris, you spent years with him and his crew. I can't help you remember, but it's true. You were happy.
Well, shit.
What happens now? Dad's ritual didn't work. He was lying about everything.
Yeah, I mean... You're not going to become all-powerful or anything, but there's still enough juice for us all to go home. Anywhere we want. So we don't just end up in the cult's basement, so...
Wait, I almost forgot. Let me... Melody says hi.
Oh!
Dude, what does it say?
Oh, just a couple things to do when I get back. So, Nicholas, you killed... Well, you're the one who is in charge right now. If you concentrate, you can send us anywhere. I would really like to go back to New York, so I hope that's not too much of an ask.
Who are you? Before I do anything, I want to know who you are.
Nicholas, you can trust me. It's a long story.
Summarize.
Nicholas.
I'm not going to trust him for no reason, Christine.
I understand your hesitation. Okay. So basically, I listened to a bunch of weird tapes. I got thrown into an extra-dimensional world of horror and beauty. I became a tape cyborg. My best friend went back in time in order to perform a magic ritual that would make himself powerful enough to save me. He couldn't get me out fully, so he stuck me in this weird in-between place that kind of collects the weird flotsam of the universe. I was able to subtly rework your ritual to simultaneously help you out and free myself, and I've been listening to the tapes you sent me, along with some general weirdness in between. Sorry, I know that was complicated.
Pretty sure he would have thought of something more plausible if he was lying.
All right. We can go back. Christine.
How long was I in the alternate dream whatever?
A couple of years.
And you said I was happy? That I belonged?
It appeared that way from what I listened to.
Christine.
I know I can't remember everything. But when I saw Lou, I felt... I don't know, like... at home. I just...
Christine, you can't seriously be considering
this.
They
said they need me.
That's... I need you too.
Do you want to come? Dude, it sounds like it would be an adventure.
No, that's not... I'm not built that way, Christine.
I think I am, though. I think I need to go.
I...
Dan was able to send a message through. I'm sure I'll be able to.
I don't want that. I want my sister. I'm sorry. You really want to do this?
Yeah.
All right. Dan, I just think of a place and the person can go there.
Well, clear your mind and think about letting go. And Christine, you think of exactly where you want to be.
All right. Christine?
Love you, bro.
Love you, sis. She's gone.
I'm sorry.
So this is the end.
Well, you won't need to carry your recorder anymore. So, yeah. You can go home, burn your ritual book, forget this ever happened, and live a normal life.
Excuse me?
You know, go back to New York, live a normal life. You studied the French Revolution, right? You can probably resume your academic career. I'll tell Melody to keep an eye on you. You get to live a normal life.
Why would I want to live a normal life?
Nick.
My name is Nicholas.
Nicholas, are we going to have a problem here?
You don't appear to have any other way of coming home other than me. So I'm not sure. Do we have a problem?
I'm not sure what you're saying.
I'm not going to burn my ritual book, and I do not intend to stop performing rituals. I promised Static Man I would find him a body, and I intend to keep that promise.
Nicholas, I listened to those tapes. I know he's your friend, but that thing murdered a lot of people.
He saved my life and the life of my sister. I'm going to fulfill my obligation. And I started down this path because I was curious. I have not stopped being curious.
Please, listen to me. I have waited so long just to be normal again, just to have one second where the world felt real and solid. Don't throw that opportunity away. Doing these things, being a part of these kinds of stories, even by listening, it's not a good idea. It changes you in ways you aren't prepared for.
I will not be content with pretending that the world is the way I thought it was.
Okay. Okay, Nick. Are you going to take me through with you?
Are you going to leave me alone when I get back?
I'll try to do that.
Wonderful. There are things I wish to accomplish. I hope you're able to resume your normal life.
I hope so too.
Then let's head home.
Was that ending satisfying for you? Are your greedy minds satiated? I find that, with endings, it is difficult to fully... Hey everyone, this is Mark, the actual Mark who writes and co-produces the show, not the character I play in Archive 81, although now the character I play is Droman. So anyway, it's weird. I just thought I'd cut in and talk to you directly without SponsorBot, so everything's 100% absolutely crystal clear. Three things Dan and I wanted y'all to know. First off, thank you. Thank you so much. Seriously, for listening to this season, for talking about it on Twitter, for making fan art, for supporting us on Patreon. We really couldn't make it without you guys, like, at all.
Second, this is not the end of Archive 81. I repeat, there will be more Archive 81. We're working on it right now, and we're pretty excited about it. We're actually going to give you some details pretty soon, which brings me to the third thing. In 2 weeks, we'll be doing a special Season 3 Q&A episode of the podcast, where we'll answer your questions and talk a little bit about our future plans for the show. So if you have any Season 3 related questions, just send us a tweet with said question, or ask it on Tumblr, or, you know, comment on Facebook, whatever you like to do. We won't get to everything, but we really, really enjoy queuing your A's. So send us your questions. Yeah, that's pretty much it. Dan and I had a lot of fun making this season, and we hope you liked listening to it. As always, an extra special thank you to our Patreon supporters. If you'd like to help us make more of Archive 81, just go to patreon.com/archive81. Anyway, back to SponsorBot. Your disgusting human flesh in our merchandise by visiting our website. There are even crop tops. I will now say goodbye, Organics, though not for the last time. I should say I miss you, but I do not. You all repulse me.